Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Got Chris Norton coming up today on our show. Chris Norton, who will be talking about the ruling in favor of telemarketers and how he gets around irritating homeowners when he calls in as a telemarketer by talking to their kids first. Bobby Dooley on how her son did a very homely girl at the local high school a favor and asked her to the fall formal and she turned him down. And that's probably because her parents are Democrats. We're also going to have Shut the Hole Under Your Nose. Today, Blake Barley will lead us in with Shut the Hole Under Your Nose, another feature of the Phil Hendry Show. And then Bud Dittman, this week's most rad accidents in NASCAR. That's all coming up on the Phil Hendry Show. And one thing that hasn't been coming up on the Phil Hendry Show probably hasn't been coming up in a lot of shows. Although I don't listen to talk radio because it's the most disgusting medium. Some of it's okay. Anyway, I haven't heard about Arnold's nude pictures. Nude! Mapplethorpe! Man, the Republicans are something else, aren't they? These guys, they got it covered, the backside, the front side. Maybe because they've had it in the backside so much, they know how to cover themselves there now. You Republicans, let me ask you a question. If this was Clinton nude, or Hillary Clinton nude, God forbid it was a woman. God forbid it was a woman posing nude. Let me ask you, you fine conservative twits, if this was a woman posing nude for Robert Mapplethorpe, oh, I guess that'd be okay with you, huh? Because I haven't heard anybody say anything. I think because these neo-Nazis that are running for office these days, calling themselves conservatives, now what they're able to do, they've got the American people so brainwashed, so beat into submission, so utterly and totally lied to, that they, you know, as far as they're concerned, it's cool if Schwarzenegger's nude, but if it's Clinton, then it's bad. If it's a Democrat, then it's another example of how liberal permissiveness is just pervading the country, right? But because it's a Republican doing this big muscle pose, you know, with no pants on, I mean, it looks like gay porn. Maria, you know, I know you're his wife, and I'm sure he's just a stud in bed, but how do you know, after a midnight, when you drop off to sleep and you hear the car start up in the garage, do you know where he's going? Is he going back downtown to finish Reel 4 on Tall in the Saddle, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Buck Blue? See, this is what drives most of us crazy. And the American people, they get it when they start to get a nose full of this, they'll start asking some serious questions too. Just who are the Republicans and their conservative Nazi counterparts? Who are you to tell the world what is morally proper and correct about gay marriage, for instance? Let's take that for example, because that's been the big one here in California. You know, where do you get off saying that gay people can't be married? What are you, God? Is it the plank in your party there, Republicans? Gay people can't be married, but your candidates can do gay porn like Schwarzenegger? So gay people are not allowed to be married, but Arnold Schwarzenegger posing with his thing hanging out there and just turning on all the boys down on Melrose, well, that's okay. If he was strutting his ass down there on Melrose with a tight pair of sequin pants and the shirt open to the navel, and he says, "I'll buy beer," everything's good? See, the veneer of your party is starting to wear thin with a lot of Americans. The whole conservative revolution is really threadbare, real boring, real dull, because, quite frankly, behind all of your rhetoric, there ain't much. You got a good war you fought in Iraq, which I supported the president on. You got absolutely no domestic policy whatsoever. You have absolutely no answers for anything. And on top of everything else, you're moral hypocrites. What are you going to do? You're going to recall Davis because all of a sudden he's not doing a good job, and 10 months ago he was doing a good job? And what made you all of a sudden decide that? I'll tell you what made you decide it. So many Republicans are such pea brains, they get propagandized by this ISA guy with his $1.8 million, and suddenly it's his bright idea that we ought to recall a governor. Everybody goes, "Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea." Because you're part of the big conservative revolution. Well, I got news for you. I got big news for you. It's wearing real thin. People of this country, as much as, for instance, say, well, let's take a real fringe candidate like a Pat Buchanan, who years ago had captured the imagination of the Republican Party, a far-right fascist, a racist on top of everything else, Pat Buchanan. I mean, they almost got away with it, man. They almost got away with getting a racist elected, I mean, an out-and-out racist elected to the presidency of the United States, because it was suddenly vogue and chic to be just a single-minded, one-track mind fascist in the Republican mold. Now, you want to know why we're having a recall in the state of California? You want to know why? Anybody want to venture a guess? Because I got the answer. It's not because Davis is doing a bad job. That's not why. The reason, Davis may be doing a bad job or a good job, but the reason is the Republican Party electorate, the voters, are so uninvolved, truly uninvolved and ignorant, that they can't even turn out for an election. They ran a guy by the name of Bill Simon against Gray Davis in this state back in the fall of 2002. Bill Simon is a fringe, far-right, anti-choice, in other words, another in a long, long line of boring, radically far-right candidates that the Republican Party once again misread the American people as having a real affinity for. We don't want your Nazis any more than we want the far-left morons of the Democratic Party, any more than we want, for instance, an Al Sharpton or a Jesse Jackson, who, by the way, I don't have a problem with Reverend Jackson because he's black, as do most people. It's just that his ideas are so unworkable, you might as well be sitting on a freaking toadstool with Alice. Might as well be sucking on that hookah. Now, what happens when moderate Republicans don't go to the polls? Well, I'll tell you who does go to the polls. Far right-wing, ignoramus Republicans go to the polls, and so they nominated a guy named Bill Simon, a guy that no normal human being would vote for. No real normal a country-loving American would vote for a Bill Simon. Only some far-fringe freak. Somebody sitting in his den with his pants off on the Internet. A real nut. Some guy logging onto some Aryan Brotherhood website and dropping in little, any of you guys into poker? And that's why Gray Davis won, because the Republicans were so disorganized, they couldn't put a candidate like a Richard Reardon, for instance, the former mayor of Los Angeles, who would get some Democratic votes. They couldn't put him on the ballot. No, they had to run this guy, Simon, who's running again. And you got about as much chance of winning now, Simon, as you did back in November. Why don't you get lost? Get lost. That's why there's a recall. Because the Republican Party, and I'm telling you right now, is a party rife with hypocrites, ignoramuses, and blowhards who think that suddenly, because there's been this conservative revolution so-called in this country, that they have the ear of everybody, and no matter what they say, even if it's a fart, even if it's a little bit of dry puke, even if they wake up with their head congealed to their pillow from egg vomit, they feel they're right. And they can do anything. They can pose one of their candidates can pose the. I'm going to ask you this again. I'm going to keep asking this question until I get an intelligent response from one of you Republicans. If this was a female Democrat posing nude for Robert Mapplethorpe with her breasts and her genitals just for the whole world to see, would you guys be all over her like a pack of wild animals like you usually are, or would you not? Oh, you wouldn't? Oh, yeah, okay, right. Ask me who believes that. But because it's a man, and because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator, well, he gets to do it. And because he's a Republican. If this were Hillary Clinton, for instance, what would you say then? If this were, who's that other woman that's running? Braun, you know, give it up, will you, half of you people? What if she was nude? Would you guys be just sit back and be quiet about it? What if it was Boxer? What if it was Feinstein? Other than the fact that it would be frightening to look at, what would you do then? Hell, what would you say then? Well, you know what you'd say. You'd say it was horrible, it was horrific, it's another example of liberals, blah, 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 until everybody's in a coma. But because you got your big, hulky Republican out there, well, everything's just great. I don't know, maybe you guys pleasure yourselves to this kind of stuff. Maybe this is the idea of acceptable Republican porn, a nude man. Now we know. Now we got it. Now we know what the Republican Party endorses. It's not that they're against porn. They just want to see more frontal nudity from Arnold. That's all. Because they're really down with that. In fact, Bill Simon might even get out of the race if he could get this blown up to about, if you'll pardon the expression, blown, to about 8 by 12. I'll bet you even, what's his name? I bet you Arnold would get out of the race if he could see himself in a mirror a little bit more than 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times a day. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We ask a lot of questions on this show, not that we get any answers. 1-800-449-8686. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. Email address at philhenryshow.com. And by the way, when you send your emails, you know, if I'm right, I'm right, okay? Quit trying to justify your baloney. And it's no argument to say that because they did it, then you get to do it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Somebody ought to ask Schwarzenegger that one of these days. Hey, Arnold, if a woman who's a Democrat poses nude like, say, 10 years ago for some guy, is it cool? Or would the people be...
No, I think they're justified because, you know, I'm filthier than any woman.
Yeah, I bet you are, baby. I bet you the guys like you a lot more than they like, you know, say, oh, I don't know, Barbie Benton or Pamela Lee or whoever.
Barbie Benton, what's she, about 60 now? Excuse me for that. Excuse me, guys, I know a lot of you were eating.
In any event,
but, you know, I look good.
It's typical of this new it's the new megalomaniacal Republican Party. And there isn't an issue that they haven't turned, you know, you talk about flip-flopping. There isn't a relative morality they haven't met yet that they don't just love. They wouldn't make love to. The new Republican Party. Maybe Hitler was wrong in his method, but, you know, there's something to this Führer thing. I mean, we could just have one really cool leader. Like one of those real brain surgeons that is writing a book. You know, like that Limbaugh now, that brother is writing a book. We told you about that one yesterday, how Christians are persecuted. Man, these guys, I don't know what acid they're taking. I mean, is Purple Microdot back, or is some of that Orange Sunshine coming back? Because whatever you guys are eating, I might even like to take a hit myself. It must be, the colors must be great. Are the walls vibrating? Is the street breathing? Did the pillow turn into a cat and crawl up your arm? What are you guys talking about? One minute, it's the whole moral decay of America. The next minute, there he is with his penis hanging out for the whole world to see. Arnold Schwarzenegger, a good Republican. You know what? You want to know something? There is no defense. That's why the people that we're talking to on the phone right now, I'm telling Chris, I don't even want to talk to them. They're Mickey Mouse and they're pinheads. They haven't got a defense. There is none. They got no defense. They can't. What are you going to say? Other than to agree with what I said, which is, it isn't that Schwarzenegger is being pornographic. In fact, that's the kind of porn Republicans prefer, gay male porn. So there is no answer. They got caught with their pants down. Now, the next question is this, if you'll pardon the expression, caught with their pants down. Although Arnold wasn't caught with his pants down, he took them off willingly. But then that begs the next question, which is this. All right, knowing that there is no answer, what does that tell you about these people? What does that tell you about the so-called conservative movement in America? Who's the new conservative, Janice? Isn't there some new conservative talk show host? I think there's one. Every time you turn around, there's another one that's got a radio show. There's another one that's got a TV show. There's another one that's got a book. There's another one that's got a painting. There's another one with a recording. There's another one. They're going to own a ball club soon. They're going to own their own whole league, the Republican Football League. And everybody would be dressed like Arnold. They'll wear helmets and nothing else. And their pitch is the same thing. The liberals and the Democrats are ruining America. The real ruin of America comes from, and by the way, it creates real rage, is coming from the conservative movement in this country, in this country, which has turned out to become, and to be, in point of fact, the most hypocritical, empty-headed, bozo movement the world has ever seen. Because when you scratch the surface and you get past their usual droning on about less taxes and government off the back, they can't answer a question about how to control ants in the kitchen in the summertime. They wouldn't know how to do that. Hey, you a Republican?
Yeah, I am.
How do I get rid of ants?
Less taxes.
All right. Thanks a lot. How do I get rid of you, man? That's what I'd like to know. Speaking of politics, Hillary Clinton They say that Hillary Clinton is going to be helped by Wesley Clark getting into the race. You know who Wesley Clark is. He's a general, and so everyone's supposed to be gaga over him and fall in love with him. Well, it turns out there's a couple of guys that were in the Army with him. They don't think he's too hot. One of the generals said that Wesley Clark left NATO in Europe because of issues having to do with integrity and honesty. But beyond that, they say that if Wesley Clark gets into the race, Hillary Clinton is going to win. She's going to get nominated at least. I got news for you, and I hate to break the news, but I guess I'm the guy to do it. She hasn't got a snowball's chance in hell of being president. You know it. I know it. Your cat knows it. The dog knows it. The mailman and the milkman know it. I don't know what this is. I don't know what she's playing at, but she's not going to get elected president. Any more than Al Sharpton will get elected president. Jesse Jackson will get elected president. Carol Moseley Braun will get elected president. Martina Navratilova, she's throwing her hat into the ring, or her wig into the ring, or her barbells into the ring, or whatever she's tossing into the ring. That's all we need. Somebody else from Eastern Europe there. We got that guy Schwarzenegger. Now we're going to have Martina. What's that going to sound like?
Hello, yeah. I want to order 100 apple pie for the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to run for, and Kelsey Grammer, by the way, and they asked him, well, what do you think? He says, well, I think I'd like to run for a senator from the state. Oh, you're going to start up at senator, huh? Yeah, Kelsey, Mr. Grammer, with all due respect, sir, here's where you're going to start out. You're going to start out running for dog catcher, and then we'll see whether you're any good. How about that? That'll be a law. If you're an actor or if you're an athlete, you must start out as dog catcher. By the way, do you really elect dog catchers? I mean, what is that about? I wouldn't vote for you for dog catcher. That's the one election I would vote in, the dog catcher election. You know, I mean, look, everybody has the right to any political office in America. But at some point, as voters, we got to recognize what's being handed to us. So, Hillary, you ain't going to win president, and neither are the rest of these nuts. Yeah, and Kelsey Grammer from Frasier, that's the guy I'm talking about. He wants to be senator. His run as the character Dr. Frasier Crane, which started on Cheers and continues as Frasier, will end this season. So then he wants to be elected. Who's the guy that got elected? There have been a few actors. They ain't been bad. California's got a history of them. Sonny Bono, George Murphy, Ronald Reagan, Kelsey Grammer, Fred Thompson. But Fred Thompson started out in politics, and then he went to the acting profession and turned around and went back into... Well, I guess he's still an actor. Fred Thompson was the... He was the Republican counsel on the Watergate Committee. He was the counsel for the Republican side of the Watergate Committee. The Democrats had a guy named Sam Dash. And the two co-chairs was a guy named Howard Baker, who used to sit there and smoke those Pall Mall cigarettes, and a guy by the name of Sam Irvin from North Carolina. And if ever there was a foghorn leghorn, this guy was it.
I got a copy of the Constitution.
He used to carry around a copy of the Constitution in his back pocket. And he get John, Mr. Dean, are you telling me that everything I'm going to say? Well, I got to agree with that.
All right.
And he was from North Carolina, and Baker was from Tennessee, so you got these two hicks running the whole thing. And Baker was pretty smooth. He was pretty cool. He was actually a rather handsome guy in his younger days. And in those days, you could smoke on TV and everything. These guys are puffing away on this Watergate committee, and Baker's blowing a whole bunch. And I think Irvin lit up a reefer, in fact.
Let me blast up for just a minute.
And, you know.
He talked like he had a permanent tie. See, he had a permanent twitch.
You got to look like Jerry. Imagine Jerry Lewis, about 20 years older, with kind of that beaky southern kisser. And that was Sam Irvin. Oh, it was entertaining. By the way, Gopher from Love Boat, is he still a congressman from Iowa or Kansas or something? Gopher from Love Boat. Now, see, that's what you got to do. Start out as a congressman from Iowa there, Grammer. Look at a Gopher. He's still working at it. Maybe one of these days Gopher will be president. But until then... And what about the beaver? If the gopher's in Congress, is the beaver still around? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
One 800-449-8686. And now more. on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now Blake Farley to intro Shut the Hole Under Your Nose. Blake?
Thank you a lot, Phil. Oh, shut the hole under your nose. Shut the hole under your nose. Shut the hole under your nose. Here's Phil Hendry.
All right, thanks a lot, Blake. Now, today on Shut the Hole Under Your Nose, we're going to focus on longtime, big-time movie director Francis Ford Coppola. Now, I'll tell you why we have singled out Mr. Coppola for Shut the Hole Under Your Nose, our weekly feature. Actually, this week, twice weekly. Twice a week. Is because lately on cable, we've been seeing this Apocalypse Now redux. Have you seen this? Never in the history of cinema has there been a more dull, more insulting movie than this piece of garbage that Coppola went down to the Philippines and shot back in the 70s. And if you've ever seen this guy on a documentary, his wife shot a documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now like it was a heavy, heavy experience. And they start off the movie about him talking about how they went down into the jungle and like America itself, we went insane. It's called drug use, is what it's called. It's called alcoholism and too much speed. It's called taking handfuls of dexedrine mixed with cheap Ripple wine. That's what it's called. Don't give me this, we went insane in the jungle. Because I got your jungle. So now this guy, see what he did is he shot like 50 million hours of boring film, and then the movie came out and everybody went and saw it and thought, hey, that's what Vietnam was like, huh? And, you know, now he needs to make more money, so he's recut the thing with all the crap in it. And I'm telling you, it's crap. From the scene with the guys eating dinner at a French colonial mansion. These guys are, if you haven't seen Apocalypse Now, it's about a Green Beret who has been ordered to go down the river to the hideout of this renegade American colonel who has left the American army and has assembled a makeshift ragtag army of Cambodian and Vietnamese Highlanders. And he's living in a abandoned Buddhist temple way down at the end of this river in the deepest, darkest parts of the jungle. And, you know, kind of like, you know, all of that crap, Ramar the jungle, everything that we, as Westerners, we really react to that, don't we? And it is there where the Green Beret captain and the colonel have their final showdown. And, you know, it's about what the Vietnam War did and how America, you know, is dealing, you know, the insanity and how we just sort of, you know, came in and cut our own throats. All right, fine, whatever. But this guy, Coppola, he shot a whole bunch more crap. He's got American soldiers raping women in helicopters. Look, we get it, man. We understand that there were atrocities in Vietnam. We understand that there was the My Lai massacre and that there were some people taking advantage of the situation. We also know there was some drug use. We also happen to know that they were professional soldiers. You know, we don't need to see your movie, Mr. Coppola. We don't need to see it anymore. What more do we need to see about Vietnam that you are going to tell us about? What are you going to tell me about Vietnam, huh, fatso? Why don't you take your movie, Apocalypse Now Redux, and duct tape it up your rear end? How about that? You're going to tell us more about Vietnam, so you're going to release this dull piece of crud. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just hour after hour of the dullest stuff you ever watched. I mean, the coolest part of that movie is when he, like, takes the machete and cuts off the Colonel Kurtz's head. I mean, that's the only part of the movie worth watching. That whole Playboy Bunny scene, what's that? What is that? And that, you know, Charlie Don't Surf? What are you talking about, man? You could talk to guys for months, weeks, years, decades, and maybe one will have a story even approaching a meeting a guy like that. But I know, it's all symbolic, right? Look, if I want a history of a war, I want the real history. I don't want some symbolic history. That's number one. Number two, the guy to tell me the history is someone who was there, not you, Coppola. Now, you made Apocalypse Now, and you made The Godfather, and apparently you can't make any other movie, so why don't you just go far, far away, Francis Ford Coppola. And that's the Phil Hendry Show's Shut the Hole Under Your Nose. Jesus, I wouldn't even have done it if Janice didn't say, oh, you know what, I saw what? I saw Apocalypse Now Redux? Oh, my God, you're kidding. You saw that?
Yeah, we get it, man. Vietnam sucked. Okay, thank you. Got it. Got it already. It's been 40, 30, whatever it's been. Okay, we get it, man. Hey, by the way, Vietnam was a really bad war. Oh, man. Sometimes I think that really, during that period of time, there was really just a handful of people sort of involved in the dialogue, and everybody else was sort of stupid, standing off to the side with their finger up their nose. And the ones that had their finger up their nose back then, those are all the ones that are against the Iraq war now. Because they missed out on all the party fun of anti-Vietnam, and so they think they can regenerate it. No, not quite, pal. You know, first of all, you're not allowed to have sex. These days, you can't have sex, can't take drugs, can't drink, can't smoke, can't screw, can't be white, can't be black, can't be gay, can't be straight. There's a lot of things you got to kind of negotiate before you can actually party nowadays. Back then, nobody gave a rat's ass. Back then, if a black guy was in your bar and you didn't want him there, you just threw him out, see? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm joking. Although the black folks know what I'm saying is true. You could act like a pig back then. Nobody cared. Smoking cigarettes, drinking booze, whatever. But, you know, as far as the Vietnam War goes, enough is enough is enough. And you Arabs, they called Bush's speech dull and ill-informed. Guess what happened today? Remember what I told you guys about the UN? As long as we're talking about international politics and what's true and what ain't. France and Germany today got on board. They're right with us. They're right with America. They're not going to veto anything. They're going to help us out. Why? Because of what I said yesterday. They know which side of the bread the butter's on, baby. They don't want to get shut out of any of that good cheese, that post-Iraq construction stuff. And that's how the world works. And the Arabs are over there saying President Bush's speech was dull and ill-informed. Look, here's something I need to explain probably to many of our fine Arab friends. And I don't mind doing it because you don't get the whole idea of a open and free society and how important that is. To you, what's important is to make sure there's lots of cops on lots of street corners with lots of machine guns, and there's lots of power entrusted to one guy so that everything is secure, everything is safe, and the wealthy people, all of their money's protected, and the poor people are still exploited and used, but at least everything's solid, right? That's what you, and guess where all of the criticism's coming from? Guess where all of the criticism of the president's speech is coming from? Gutter, is that the name of the country? You know what that is, don't you? That's nothing but a bunch of oil millionaires, guys riding around in a Ferrari, those Ferrari SUVs. And the criticism's coming from other representative and emerging third world countries like the United Arab Emirates. You guys don't think this stuff's important. Someday you're going to say, where are you, Phil? Explain it to me, because you're going to be up to your rear end in it, Mr. and Mrs. America. You're going to be up to your rear end in it. And you'll wonder how it got that way. And you want to know how it got that way? Because right after 9/11, we decided to go into Iraq. You listened to the people who said it's not a threat. You went ahead and you listened to them. You said, well, you know what? Maybe they got a point. Maybe we are pushing our weight around. Maybe we did deserve 9/11. You'll be up to your rear end in sheet-wearing, Molotov cocktail-throwing ragheads, and you're going to wonder how it happened. So they said that the president's speech was dull and ill-informed. Let me tell you the reality of the world down there right now. We're calling the shots. And because we're calling the shots, it isn't just about having cops who can burn fingernails off and stick, and put you into a meat grinding machine. That's not how we do things. And you may do that way in Saudi Arabia and Iran and everywhere else. What you're wishing for is just more secret police activity, but it ain't going to happen that way in Iraq. It'll get rebuilt in a civilized way, which will be a first for that part of the world. It'll be a first. And we'll be successful at it. Otherwise, everything I just said about all those Molotov cocktail throwers is going to come true. All right, our number is 1-800. I didn't mean to scare you, but 1-800-449-8686. PHS at PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now it's Bud Dickman's, Big Bud Dickman's top most rad accidents in NASCAR this week.
We use rolling, gotta keep them going.
The top rad accidents this week in NASCAR, presented by Bud Dickman.
Line is the lifeline to a nation.
At the MBB, at the MBNA,
let me see that. At the MBNA America 400.
At the MBNA America 400 on lap 364, Dale Earnhardt Jr. spins us out and hits the wall after slipping back to 19th place. Jr. removed from his car on a stretcher.
And the bull that low behind.
Bitchin', that's radical.
Big wheels rolling.
On lap number 80, Joe Numbnuts blows a tire and...
Give me that! Who's Joe Numbnuts?
Right there.
Joe Nemechek. Joe Numbnuts.
I'm sorry.
Let's start all over again.
On lap 80, Joe Numbchuck blows... Nemechek, sorry, blows a tire and hits the wall hard with heavy damage and fire.
Rolling.
Fire.
Gotta keep them going.
It's rad.
Wheels rolling, moving on.
Lap 3, Mike Skinner spins out after contact with Todd Bodine. Several cars check up behind him and suffer damage. It's radical.
Always on the go, doing what they best know how to do.
That's Bud Dickman's radical accidents in NASCAR. Rad.
Us men become addicted to the grind.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. What makes you think something's the matter?
Well, you have that look on your face like you think I'm a turd.
No, I don't. I don't think you're a turd. I think you're a fine guy.
Even when I called Joe Nemechek Joe Numbnuts?
Yeah, even then. Even when you called him when you were rehearsing this Joe Upchuck, I still didn't mind. And I didn't mind that you're laughing at the fact that Dale Earnhardt Jr. was on a stretcher. It's all fine with me, bud. It's all fine with me because, you know what? I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. They can yell at me. They can scream at me. They can do anything they want. I'm just here to do my job, to try to make the money that I need to make for my family, and to just kind of go slowly into the sunset, all right? So it doesn't matter to me, bud.
Dick.
Yeah, even you calling me that doesn't matter.
You're a dick.
I don't care. Go ahead. Oh. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry. Yes, David.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Well, you must have done something. The tide was on, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You didn't yell at him?
I didn't yell at him. I didn't do a thing.
Even when he called you dick?
Even when he did that, I didn't say anything. Even when he said Joe Nemechek was Joe Numbnuts, even when he giggled at guys being on stretchers and burning alive in cars, I didn't say a word.
What, are you sick or something?
No, I'm not sick. I'm just, I'm rolling with the punches now, baby. I'm just rolling with the punches.
That's great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Highly unusual for you. You're known as a hothead. You're known as a real... If there isn't a day that goes by that somebody doesn't come into my office and say what an utter ass you are. And for you to...
All right!
Now that's more like it.
1-800-449-8686. Joe Numbnuts. Whose idea was that? The most rad accidents in the NASCAR? The most rad accidents this week in NASCAR? Barbara Streisand has announced that she's bored to tears by her music, and she wishes that she just didn't have to hear that crap anymore. Honest to God, she said this in Reuters. She says she finds listening to her own songs so boring that it was one of the reasons she gave up public performing 3 years ago. A Phil Henry commentary. I like your music, Miss Streisand. I think it's fine, and I'd like to hear more of it. It's when you talk that we all get irritated. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? When you open your mouth and do something other than sing is when everybody gets bored. Here's my feeling, and people won't understand this. Maybe the ones that are not in the business, maybe they will. Let me explain to you how media is really can do well for the American people. In other words, what media really does well when it comes to really changing lives. You see, When a movie actor opens his big fat mouth and says something about politics, when a talk show host like me opens my big stupid mouth and I say something about politics, it's not going to change anybody's life. You're not going to change anybody's life. You're not going to change the way people think. You're not going to galvanize anybody. Anybody that gets a talk show or as an actor believes that when he opens his big mouth, or as a ball player, anybody who thinks that they can say something and it's going to galvanize people into action, you must, I swear to God, you must have like a statue to yourself at home. You must make your kids genuflect to a statue of yourself. Who are you, God? Nobody cares, man. But let me tell you where we can make a difference. I figured out a long time ago that the only thing that I really would want to do with any radio show I did was to come in and enjoy myself. Enjoy myself the best way I knew how. Change people's minds? I could care less. I don't care what anybody does. I don't care what people do. You want to run the whole thing into the ground? It's fine with me. You want to vote for Arnie? Vote for Arnie. Vote for Davis? I don't care. What do I care? Because I'm not going to change anybody's mind, and I'm not going to change anybody's opinion. See, people, it goes in one ear and out the other. But here's an area where we can make a difference, and I decided that I wanted to do this. And that was how I would contribute something to society. The rest of it is just a lot of hot air and funny voices that I do. And that is, we decided, my wife and I, and when I was over at the local radio station here in Los Angeles, I decided that I would support a charity called My Friend's Place. And I would give them 100% of the proceeds from the sale of our CDs. Now, my wife was over at the My Friend's Place Resource Center yesterday with a very great friend of hers, Wendy Jan. And the two of them had shovels and spades, and they were digging the garden up, and they were planting new plants and putting in flowers and stuff. And they were donating their time. And we looked at that resource center. All the money we raise, we give over to those guys. See? Now, that's making a difference. I'm not saying I am. I'm saying you guys do when you buy the CD, see? You make the difference. That I can see. Now, I don't get on and preach about it. I don't get on and go, I don't do telethons for 18,000 hours talking about how suffering the kids are. I'd say, you know, this is something nice you might. Now, that's what we can do. That's what Streisand could do. That's what Fat Mouth Schwarzenegger could do. But no, everybody thinks they're going to change the freaking world over here. Half of these guys who do talk shows, first of all, half of them ought to be on the street, out of a job, unemployed. The other half, you guys want to do some real good, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and start raising some money for a charity? The city of Los Angeles especially, radio in this town is notoriously cheap. In fact, California specifically is the most skinflint state when it comes to charity in the history of man on this planet. So there, I challenge you to do something like that, rather than give your dull opinion about life, okay? Anyway, coming up, more dull opinions about life. Chris Norton will be with us to talk about the telemarketing bill. Bobby Dooley to talk about how her son actually was going to give a girl a break, an ugly girl, and take her to the fall formal on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The other big news today is that a telemarketing do not call bill was struck down by a federal judge. This would mean, this would have meant that you would be safe, I guess, from telemarketers. They wouldn't be calling your house. You could be put on a do not call list. However, that was struck down by a federal judge. Now, we have a telemarketer on the line with us. He is a professional telemarketer from a pharmaceutical firm in Redondo Beach, California. I'm going to mention the name of the company. His name is Chris Norton. Chris, you make your living as a phone salesman.
As a telemarketer, right?
And you work for a company where you're doing a lot of out calls to homes.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
So, this is good news for you.
Well, I do understand that that people don't want to have telemarketers call. My own personal technique in calling homes, I think, is very non-offensive. I've always been mindful of people being irritated, and I've always been mindful of not bothering people. I think It's good news for people who are dealing with a telemarketer like me, because what I do is I try to use original methods. We do use speed dialing. I don't usually speak to adults. I'm basically looking to see if a kid is going to answer the phone, if a child's going to answer the phone. And because it's irritating for the adult, they're probably going to hang up on me. But kids, though, are taught to be polite, and so they'll listen to a pitch. And this is something that I think I've learned over a few years of being, telemarketing.
So you only talk to kids?
Yeah, well, no, I don't only talk to them, but the first people I do talk to, if I hear an adult, I'll probably hang up or disconnect. But if a kid answers, that's my opportunity, because kids will tend to stay on the phone longer with you, and they'll, you know, be polite with you, and I put them at ease. I communicate well with kids, so. A lot of times, if you get a teenage girl, you can flatter her and that kind of thing.
Tell me, what do you sell, Chris? A pharmaceutical company?
Well, we sell all kinds of pharmaceuticals. I specialize in a vitamin line, and we do sell these. It's a high quality product. Vitamins are in demand, high demand, high quality vitamins are. And what I do is I will get the people on the phone, and get the kid on the phone, for instance, and say things like, you know, have you ever been sick? I'll start off by asking them their name.
Well, but before you do that, you sell vitamins? What kind of vitamins?
I sell vitamin C, which is good for, your immune system. It's also been treated, they've used it to treat depression. B vitamins, that have some people feel that the B vitamin can actually slow the spread of the AIDS virus. We have a special right now on vitamin E, which prevents lung cancer. The D vitamins, what they call the sunshine vitamin, which can prevent aging. And vitamin A, which is a kind of a potency vitamin. So whatever is wrong with you, if you take vitamins, you can cure it. And what I do is...
And where are they from?
The vitamins?
Yeah, where are they manufactured?
Where are they from? I can get that information, Phil. Is it the far end?
No, that's okay.
Far east somewhere.
All right. So when you get a kid on the phone, so you're a telemarketer, you only talk to kids.
Yeah, I know people don't like to answer the phone. So when I get a kid on the phone, I'll say, hey, you know, what's up? You know, and the kid will go, oh, not much. He'll say, hey, I'm just calling, are your folks there? And he'll say, yeah or no. I said, well, look, I don't want to talk to him right now, but so how's it going? And have you ever been sick? You know, what's your name? And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll ask, have you ever been sick? And I'll go, yeah, I probably had a cold. I said, I got stuff that'll cure it. A lot of times, if you can target the home of a terminally ill child, for instance, Phil, and these names can be acquired through agencies. There's nothing sadder than a terminally ill child, a child got cancer or what have you. And if I can call that house and maybe get the kid on the phone, I can tell him, you know, that we have vitamins and everything. If the kid's at the burn ward or something, if you take some vitamins.
You're not suggesting that vitamins are going to cure burns, are you?
You know, you'd be surprised. You would.
I mean, Mr. Norton, seriously, you're not suggesting that if I take enough vitamin A or whatever it is, I can cure a third degree burn.
I'm just saying, keep an open mind. That's all I'm saying. Because
are you suggesting that?
Just keep an open mind. But I'm saying I talk to the kids, and then they get excited about it, and then I go, "You like that?" They go, "Yeah." So put me on with your mom and dad, you know, because then the kids will be pushing their mom and dad to do it. So I do it in a way that doesn't irritate the family. And I try to do it in a way that, is respectful.
We're talking to a telemarketer, professional telemarketer, Chris Norton, on how when he calls a home, he doesn't ask to speak to the parents. He'll talk to the kids first and get them on his side and then talk to the parents. Telemarketers have been supported today by a ruling from a federal judge that said any attempt to block their calls is illegal. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. 8686 Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Norton, so now you have access to people's homes. It's legal for you to call homes.
Well, we never doubted that it was legal, Mr. Henry. I mean, an attempt to keep us from doing our job is not non-constitutional.
Well, but look, telemarketers are seen universally as people who intrude at dinner time. They're the ones that call the house. Hey, would you like to buy tickets to the Hollywood Bowl? Would you like to buy steak knives? Can I interest you in AT&T this or AT&T this? Okay, and this is why. Do you call it dinner time?
Well, if you ask me, do I call it dinner time? That's like you're saying I'm supposed to know when people are eating dinner, right?
Well, you know what dinner time is. When a telemarketer calls the house wanting to sell stuff, are you calling around dinner time?
I call when I feel people are home.
Even if they're eating dinner?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you something, Mr. Henry. I call when people are eating dinner, yeah. If you take a look at the average American, or even the average North American, and I mean this, and I know you're going to think I'm kidding, but I mean it, I'm glad that I call it dinner time, because some of these people could use having their dinner interrupted.
But is that your job? I mean, now you're telling me that I'm too fat, so you're a telemarketer, and you're going to call my house and keep me from eating dinner?
I'm just saying, I don't feel guilty when I call at dinner time if I get people up from the dinner table, because I've read the reports, I've seen a lot of Americans, some of them are really unhealthy and large, and so I do call at dinner, and your schedule is your business, not something that I'm really worried about. I'll call at dinner because I know the kids are home, and I know people. You know, I can speak anybody's language. I can size people up. If I get a teenage girl, they like to be flattered. We can exchange, you know, information. Telemarketers have a right to make a living, Mr. Henry, is the bottom line. And this is my way of doing it politely and creatively. But I will do it.
You're talking to teenage girls, and you mentioned they like being flattered. What do you mean by flattered?
I'm not saying that I'm... See, you're trying to make it sound like...
No, I'm not trying to say anything. What do you mean, you flatter teenage... You call the house, you don't get the adult, now you say... Hi, I'm Chris Norton, and I sell vitamins, or what?
No, I'll say, hi, what's your name? She'll say, oh, you know, my name is Mary. I'll say, hey, that's cool. You know, are you in school? What school do you go to? You know, where do you live? You know, I like to get some basic information, and then I say, you know, and I happen to be, just as an aside, I happen to be very good looking. And that doesn't mean anything when you're on the phone, but I have a way, you know, with women. I'll say, well, that's cool, you know. I bet you got, you know, I bet you like to take care of your skin. I bet your skin's nice and soft and whatever. And she'll say, yeah. And I said, you know, are you tight, you know, and stuff like that. And
what do you mean, are you tight?
I'm just, I have a voice that she can trust. And so I'll say, you got to take these vitamins, you know. So I'm just saying that, you know, I'm on your program today. And I want to say to the American people, and I don't want anybody to be angry at me, but you're going to have to just let it go. I know you don't like telemarketers.
But there's nothing we can do about it, huh?
I don't know. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to call. We're going to make our living. You don't like it. You know, it's too bad.
Well, I can hang up on you, and I can certainly grab the phone before my kids get to it.
Well, you can't do it every time. If we get the kid on the phone, we can talk to him for a good 20 minutes. And I like to be honest with these kids. And I tell them, without vitamins, they can die. And technically, that's true.
Now, that you know that...
No, technically, that's true.
No, but that isn't true. Without your vitamins, they won't die. Without vitamins, they'll die.
Well, then, technically, that's true then, right?
Yeah, but you're making it sound like without buying your vitamins, they'll die.
Not really, because...
Yeah, really. Yes, we said without our vitamins.
But, see, here's the thing. We like people to be polite to us. Like, the way you're arguing with me now is probably not the thing you want to do with a telemarketer.
Well, Mr. Norton, I got to tell you, I may want to argue with you, especially if you're talking to my kid. I have a particular problem with strangers calling my house and getting my kid on the phone. All right?
Well, see, here's the thing. What I'm telling you and what I'm telling your listeners is, I mean, that's great, but you have to be polite to us, because I don't think you want to get on the bad side of a telemarketer. Now, I'm not trying to threaten anybody.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to come to my house, and what are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to do anything. But I mean, if some telemarketers will get pissed off, and I've known them to give over like home phone numbers to NAMBLA and organizations like that.
So you're going to give my home phone number to the North American?
I would, Mr. Henry.
But some of these guys would give my home phone number to the North American Man Boy Love Association.
Yes, sir. And I've seen it happen. The point is, don't piss off a telemarketer, because. You know, just accept it, man. It's legal for us to call your house. And
all right, hold on. Chris Norton, there's an earful from a telemarketer. Reacting to today's news that telemarketers have every right in the world to call your home and will continue to call your home. Mr. Norton works for a vitamin company, and he doesn't like to talk to the adults in the house. He likes to get the kids on the phone. And that, I guess, softens them up for the big sales pitch to the adult. He also said that don't get on the bad side of a telemarketer, or he has heard of some who've given over home phone numbers to the North American Man-Boy Love Association. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And on top of that, they're giving out your number. They're calling you during dinner time. And I said to him, well, I don't like being interrupted during dinner. And he said, frankly, taking a look at some of the people in this country, it's good that they get their dinner interrupted. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Chris Norton, who's a telemarketer, there's a new law. You know what telemarketers are? People who call your house to try to sell you stuff on the phone. New law says they're allowed to call. Some people wanted to put on a do not call list. Mr. Norton, you say that you have talked to some kids in the house and had them go into their mother's purse or their dad's wallet to get a credit card number?
No. Here's what I said, Mr. Henry.
Well, that's what you stated on our show.
No, I didn't say that. I said that technically it's okay for me to ask the child, the young person, to just go get the credit card because all you need is the authorization of anybody in the home. You don't necessarily have
to... Wait a minute. If you call my house, you talk to my son, and you're selling vitamins, and my son says, yeah, I'd like to buy some, and you tell him to go get my credit card...
Yeah.
That's legal?
I'm sure it is, yeah, because... Because
you're really not sure?
No, yes, that's legal, because all I said, the kid's asking me for vitamins. Okay, so how are you going to pay for it? And he goes, well, I don't know. And I say, well, is your dad home? And he'll go, no. I'll say, well, is there a credit card there? And he'll say, yeah. And I'll say, well, just read me the number. All I need is the account number and expiration date. This is not brain surgery. And you need to understand, Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm a telemarketer. This is how I make my living. But if the kid is too... stupid. I mean, they're not stupid or anything, but if they're too dumb to know if their folks are there, I said, well, just give me a credit card. That's all.
All right, so you're asking them, and you talk to the minor of the house, ask them to go to their father's wallet and get a credit card out.
You're making it sound like it's illegal, but I tell the kids, if their parents buy the vitamins, that means that they love them, they'll get healthy, and the kid will go, yeah, that sounds great. And if their parents don't want the vitamins, if they want to have me sell them to them directly, that's fine. And then the kid will say, yeah, I want them. And I'll say, well, how are you going to pay for it? 9 times out of 10, they don't know. So I help them out.
You just tell them,
Just go get a credit card, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you have an experience with a telemarketer calling your house talking to your kid, I don't know whether that's legal or not. Joey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I don't know if it's illegal, but it sure is immoral, I think. You know, it's just not the right thing to do. And the statement he made about being nice to him, it's like he's invading our space, my home. I mean, so I don't have to be nice to him at all.
Well, I mean, you want to be nice to me as well. You don't have to. No, you're right. But it's a good idea to be.
So you won't give my number out to some other shady people, right?
Well, not me, but I know guys that do.
Well, see, now you wonder why telemarketers got such a bad rap is because there are slimes out there taking care of stuff like this.
Well, I mean, first of all, the North America Man-Boy Love Organization, that's a pervert organization, if ever was one, and you guys are giving that up.
I know guys that have done that. I don't do it.
Would you turn these guys in?
Who?
Your cohorts that do this kind of stuff.
Oh, I mean, that was a long time. I mean, I don't know where they work now. I mean...
Oh, well, okay. So, in other words, you're protecting them.
No, well...
Yeah, exactly.
No, the kids... Look, all I'm trying to say is that we're going to call your house, and I want to just... Do you have kids, sir?
No, I don't, but I don't think I want you talking to my kids either.
Why? I'm not a pervert or anything.
What about go get a credit card number from your dad's wallet?
Right, and you're telling somebody's daughter that she's tight and beautiful. What is this?
Well, I'm just asking this question. Isn't it better to talk to me than a member of NAMBLA? And so that's.
I think you're both on the same level, if you ask me.
What? I mean, I'm not playing with a boy's thing.
No, but you're a predator.
I'm trying to do is sell vitamins, and these are quality vitamins. And
Mr. Norton, I asked you where the vitamins were from. Were you going to get that information?
I've got the information right here if you want it.
Okay, where are these vitamins manufactured? What's the name of the company?
Okay, it's Netscape Vitamin Company.
Netscape?
Yeah.
From where?
When you say from where, what do you mean? From what country?
What country? What state? What are you talking about?
America. Well, I don't know what's so funny.
Netscape. Netscape is the name of a browser, a Netscape network.
Right.
Okay,
apparently, you don't know much about your own product.
I know all about my product. Top quality product.
But you don't even know where it's from.
It's from somewhere in America. Yeah, it's from
North
somewhere.
America, South America, Central America. What America?
When you talk about America, you generally are talking about the one that we live in.
This is United States. This is.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's United States, the states, you know. So the vitamins come from America?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Listen, Joey, thank you very much.
Look, my products can cure cancer. So I think a lot of you guys...
Thank you very much. You can't prove that point. 1-800-449-8686. Renee, you can't make a claim like that. Renee, go ahead.
Hi there. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
No, you see, what I'm trying to say is, I don't think it's right for the telemarketer to call and try to speak to the kids and try to solicit the kids in purchasing items using their parents' credit card. That's just not right. That's
Wait
almost stealing.
Oh, no. The kid said, yeah, your vitamins sound, you know, it's crazy, man. I want to get a case. And I go, okay, how do you want to pay? Cash or credit card? The kid will go, well, I don't have any money. And I'll go, well, do you have a credit card? And he'll say, no. And I'll say, are you sure? And he'll say, I don't know. I'll say, well, look in your dad's wallet. What's wrong with that?
Hey, what you mean, what's wrong with that? That's his dad's credit card. That's his dad's credit card.
It's the same family.
You cannot use your dad's credit card. Hell, I can't even use my husband's credit card.
Wait a minute. When you place an order on the phone and they ask for a credit card number, all they ask for is the number and an expiration date, which means that they don't care who's calling, see? And
Mr. Norton, you understand...
That's usually
yeah.
An adult with permission.
And
that's not
vitamins,
a child.
We
that
have vitamins.
That is so not right.
Ma'am, we've got a new vitamin E that has... If you have breast cancer, it can... Well, okay, man. If you want to talk to the Man Boy Love Company, then that's your...
What do you mean the Man Boy Love Company?
What? I beg your pardon?
He's giving out the phone numbers of people to treat him badly to the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Okay, well,
No, I'm not. No,
that
I'm
is
not.
That is immoral and disgusting.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm saying some guys I knew that I used to play poker with.
Those guys are immoral and disgusting.
Who?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with telemarketer Chris Norton. The telemarketers of America have become, they've become more powerful because the courts ruled in their favor. Chris, you're a telemarketer. Now, you call the house and you talk to the kids because the kids are an easier sell, aren't they?
I'm sure you're making it sound like I manipulate kids.
No. You call the house, you only talk to the kids. There is an instance here reported where you get the kids to get a credit card number to buy your vitamins, then ask them if they put some tickets, they wouldn't mind if you put their tickets on it?
What?
Did you call a house, get the kids to get a credit card from their father?
No, I did not. Let me explain something to you and your listeners, because, all of you people who don't like telemarketers, you think you know everything, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, Mr. Henry, But first of all, I called the house. The kid wanted the vitamins. I said, okay, how are you going to pay? He said, I don't know. I said, go get a credit card. He did. And then I asked him, I said that the Doobie Brothers were coming to town. My older brother wanted to go see him. Could I go ahead and run a couple of tickets for the Doobie Brothers on the credit card? And the kid said, yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about.
But I got his permission.
You're running tickets to the Doobie Brothers? What is this, some classic rock reunion?
My older brother wanted to see him. Okay, and then, and they say, yeah, bro, just, head on. So,
now, did you tell one young lady you were selling vitamins to that you were in the modeling business?
First of all, you have to understand something. I'm a great salesman. I'm not like a lot of these guys who are lightweight who, I'm not lightweight. I'll do what it takes to make the sale. And I told a girl that I did know some people in the modeling business, and, I asked her to send me an 8x10, but that's not against the law.
You're calling homes to sell vitamins, Mr. Norton, asking a teenage girl for an 8x10.
She sounded like she wanted to be a model. I've got connections.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. What is that?
I'm making some calls while I'm talking to you, that's all.
All right, here is Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell your listeners why Mr. Norton's a criminal. Wait.
You better be a cop.
Hey, you don't know who I am.
Yeah, you better be a cop, otherwise you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely, I do. If you look at your credit card, on top left corner, most credit cards, it says that it's non-transferable, which means that only the person whom it is issued to can use it. Now, when a kid uses it without authorization, that's fraud, and when he's asking the kid for the number, he is an accessory to fraud, which means that he is liable.
Wait a minute.
Because...
Wait a minute, hold on for a minute, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to do my job right now.
You're speed dialing while you're talking to this gentleman?
I can hear him.
Go ahead, Alex.
And since the kid is less than 18 years old, presumably, he or she is ineligible for prosecution.
What?
Which means that only the accessory to fraud is liable, which means that he is a criminal.
Is your mom home?
Okay, did you hear that, Mr. Norton? Did you hear that?
He says I'm a criminal, but...
Yes, and if you read the agreement in the fine print of your credit card, it'll also tell you that this is an act of crime and fraud.
No.
And whoever receives these vitamins doesn't actually have to pay for them in the end because they can call their credit card company and say, I did not place this order, it is fraudulent, and guess what? His vitamin company doesn't get paid.
Yeah, but you know what? The call came from his home phone number. Oh, gotcha.
You can't prove that you had any connection or call with them.
If it comes to
you only get the credit card number and the expiration date.
Is your mom
home? You can't prove that you spoke to somebody, actually, from that home.
How old
especially
you?
When you run tickets.
What are you talking about? It's not my problem. If somebody gives me a credit card number and somebody orders something... Hold on for a minute. Is your mom in the shower?
Are you talking to a kid right now?
Hold on for a minute. What?
Are you talking to a kid right now?
Hold on for a minute. Is your mom in the shower? How old are you?
Okay, Alex, tell me again. On top of this is on the credit card statement, isn't it?
Yeah. Credit card, especially, let's say, if you have an American Express, pull it out.
You can send underwear in the mail.
In the top left corner, it'll say non-transferable.
You send me your underwear in the mail.
Which means the only person that can use it is the person whom it is issued to,
whose
name shows up on the card.
Okay, I'll go
now,
for it.
Now, if somebody else, other than the person on the card, gives out a number, that means it's fraud.
Okay,
because
your underwear.
The real person's not using it.
Send
and the person, the cardholder,
and send
does
your underwear,
not have to pay for this purchase. All they have to say is call into credit
card. If you got email and a webcam, I'm your boy.
That's all. And they don't have to pay for it.
If you got email and a webcam, I'm your boy.
Okay, so that means that this is fraud encouraged by Mr. Norton.
Absolutely,
correct?
And he's an accessory to fraud, which
are you wearing panties right now?
Punishable by law in prison.
Okay, did you hear that, Mr. Norton?
Yes, I did, and I have to disagree.
And judges will have no sympathy on you at all, because you are a criminal, and you are a pervert. You're no better than NIMBLA.
Oh, what are you talking about, NIMBLA? Dude, I'm just
you're better than them.
Okay, hold on.
All right, Alex, thank you for your call. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. Hold on. I'm not doing anything.
You're talking to somebody, and you're making a vitamin sale while you're on the air with me. Now, the man said that is fraud. You could go to jail.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything other than make a living. And the telemarketers of America, we are tired of having people hang up on us, okay? From now on, talk to us, give us the time of day, let us tell you what we've got, or your name goes into the Rolodex of NAMBLA, MAMBLA, CAMBLA.
What's MAMBLA?
The Mediterranean boy. See, it's all the boy organization, but there's Chinese that are into boys. Hang on, Phil. What's the expiration date, honey? All right. It's my birthday, yeah. Okay.
What do you mean, to try?
There's all kinds of... there's CAMBLA, SAMBLA, there's SAMBO, which is the South American Man-Boy Organization. And
what do you mean, SAMBO?
That's the name of it.
1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton, he's a telemarketer, and if you hang up on him, your number may wind up in the Rolodex of SAMBO, the South American Man-Boy Love Organization. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Chris Norton of the... you're a telemarketer. You sell vitamins over the phone. When kids answer, you like talking to kids because they're an easier sell, right?
Again, Mr. Hendry, please don't make it sound like I'm a member of SAMBLO or NAMBLA or NAMBLO.
What is NAMBLO and SAMBLO? I know that you have said that if people hang up on you...
No, I said I've known guys in the past who are telemarketers that if people were rude to them and hung up on them, they would put that number on a mailing list for SAMBLO. And
what is SAMBLO? I know what NAMBLA is.
SAMBLO is the South American Man-Boy Love Organization. NAMBLA is the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
And what's NAMBLO?
That's the North American Man-Boy Love Organization. There's three main units. NAMBLO, SAMBLO, NAMBLA, and then there's RAMBO, which is the Russian American, and that's how they name it. But all I'm trying to say is that if they buy six bottles of vitamins or more, I'll send the teen my promo shot. I wear a bandana and white jeans to picture me in my car, and a picture of me standing in front of the Rusty Pelican with Tony Danza, which is a really hot shot.
If they buy six, okay, 1-800-449-8686. Victor, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Victor?
Hello, yes,
please. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah. Well, is that Phil or what?
This is Phil, and Chris, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Yes, Chris, what do you think you are? You think that you are this telemarketer and spoiling this market? You have the nerve to talk to the kids of the people?
What, is this that dude from
No, Simpsons? What do you think you are?
Hey, Apu, man.
If you ever call my home and ask my kid over there, I'm going to chop your head off.
No, wait a second, Apu. Give me a pack of Marlboro Lights.
Just talk to him seriously, please.
Okay, I mean, all I'm saying is, I'm calling up if your kid answers the phone, okay?
You have no right to ask if the kid asks the phone, answer the phone. You have no right to ask the kid to go and get the credit card and give you the number. It's a fraud. It's a criminal offense. And you should be behind bars.
Wait, are you speaking Banji or something? Or
what?
What language are you speaking? Bongo? Or
he's speaking English, sir. He has an accent. He's speaking English.
I'm speaking English.
Well, look, I'm saying that when I... Here's all I'm doing. I ring up the phone. Hi, how you doing? Like, if it's your daughter, I'll go, hey, what's up with you? Or, you know, you sound pretty sweet. And is your dad home? And she goes, I don't know, maybe. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, you know, what are you wearing right now? Stuff like that. It just flatters her, okay? And then I tell her about all the vitamins that we have, you know. And she'll say, wow, that sounds really good because I'm trying to keep my figure and there's a lot of boys at school. I know. I go, boys like girls who've got, you know, firm bodies or whatever. And then I'll say, do you want them? And she'll say, yeah. And I'll say, okay, what's your credit card number? And she'll say, well, I don't know. I said, well, go to your dad's wallet and get it.
That's
what's wrong with that?
Fraud. It's a criminal offense. You have no right to do that.
And what do you mean you're telling the girl you sound pretty tight?
Well, what are you talking about, man?
You're talking to this guy's daughter and saying, hey, what are you wearing right now?
Well, you don't mind that, do you, Victor?
If Chris, you ever dare to call my home and ask my kids over there, I'll chop your head off. And I'll send the cops behind you. You have no right to do this. It's a fraud.
Wait a minute.
It's a criminal offense.
Chop my head off. What do you think this is? The Daniel Pearl story?
You have to call the home and ask the kid to get the credit card?
Okay, let me ask this. How old is your daughter?
My daughter?
Yeah.
I don't have a daughter right now who's not living at home.
You don't have a daughter right now who's not living at home, which means you do
but
have a daughter.
She's not home. She's adult.
Okay, so how old is she?
Oh, she's 32.
Okay, where's she? Where does she live?
Well, you never mind. Don't
listen,
answer these questions.
What does it have to do with that?
I just wanted, is she...
No,
know,
listen.
Is she
you have
or?
No right to call anybody's home and get a credit card from the kid and asking him or her to get from the father or mother's pocket.
Can I ask you a question, sir? And I'm curious. Does your daughter have that dot on the forehead?
Would you shut up?
You have no right to ask anyone.
Okay.
Forget about daughter or son.
All right, listen, here's what I want to ask you. Do you take vitamins?
Listen, that's immaterial.
No, you're right.
But
I'm just curious because you sound...
Here that you have no right to ask the kids for the credit card from the parents' pocket. That's all I'm pointing out to you.
No, you know what? You're probably right.
It's a fraud.
Okay, you're probably right. But...
I am right. If not, then I can just send your name. I can get your name, and I can get your phone number, and I send the cops to you.
Okay, but have you ever had bipolar disorder? Because vitamin B is...
Well, what are you doing now? You trying to make a sale to this guy?
Well, I'm just trying to...
I'm pointing out that you have no right to do that thing. Forget about what you're selling in there. You have no right to sell.
So your daughter's tight?
Listen, talk about the daughter. You must be selling your parents, or you must be selling your family, I guess.
I guess, man. This guy
is
like...
You're selling your daughter, are you?
I'm selling
my... selling your mom.
How much are you offering?
I'm not offering. I don't give a damn to you.
You know,
Mr. Norton,
like that, okay?
Mr. Norton, you have a...
Look, Vic, I bet we can set up a nice little stand in your 7-Eleven.
Okay, you with the 7-Eleven gag, stop it. Mr. Victor, thank you, sir, and I understand
your concern.
I'm a parent as well, and I think, you said your daughter's 32. Is she married? Victor? Oh, I guess he hung up.
What kind of panties are you wearing right now?
Would you talk on the air with me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Samantha, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi. You know what? This guy in here, Chris, is that your name?
Chris Norton, yes, ma'am.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now. I mean, you're telling girls, talking to young girls, and telling them that they're, you know, that you're from a modeling agency. You're talking to kids.
I have contacts with a modeling. I'm talking to a girl.
What does that matter if you're selling vitamins? I mean, you don't even sound like a telemarketer. You sound like someone who's scamming people.
No, if the girl wants vitamins.
You can't even tell us the name of your vitamin company.
I can. I said it's called Earthlink.
All right.
The vitamin company's called Earthlink.
It's the Robinson May.
It's Earthlink?
No. That's the other company I worked for.
Oh, okay.
What, you mean the internet company?
You've been fooling this audience full of crap.
Ma'am, I sell vitamins, a high-quality line of vitamins.
It's not even about the vitamins anymore. You are
AIDS?
A scam artist.
Why am
I
a scam artist?
I want my kids talking to you, and you know what? I
just flatter a young girl. If I'm talking to a girl, she says, oh, you know, I really have a, you know, boys don't like me. I go, hey, a good way for boys to like you is to be healthy, take vitamins, and send me your picture. I'll tell you whether you're healthy or not.
What do you need their picture for? That's
just
the whole point. What do you need their
out?
Picture for?
Because I have contact. I also have a modeling agency.
You
say you have a modeling agency and you sell vitamins. Next thing you're going to tell me, don't tell me you're a producer of a movie?
No.
Well, I do,
see,
I do
not
produce
even
movies.
Right. No, that's not right.
How old are you, ma'am? How old are you?
Me? I'm 22.
Okay, you sound very healthy. Have you considered a multivitamin?
I cut it with the vitamin crap.
No,
I would buy your vitamins.
So you don't take vitamins?
I buy them from you.
So you don't take vitamins?
I do take vitamins.
Means
I wouldn't take your vitamins.
What kind of vitamins do you take? Because some vitamins cause cancer. And
when you can prove that your vitamins cure cancer and all this crap that you say that they do, then I think you probably sell more of them.
You
wouldn't need your crappy scam artists.
Do you have cellulite or anything? Because some vitamins could burn it off.
All right, man.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Hey, if you don't take B6, I bet you got a gnarly colon.
No, I don't.
Thank you very much, Samantha. And
are you hanging up on me?
Yes, I'm hanging up on you, man. I don't want to hear any more about Sambo, Sambler, or Namblo.
That's wrong, sir.
Get a load of that. The South American Boy Association.
Yeah, that's wrong, sir.
Yeah, you should take some vitamins. They might help your tood.
My toot? I wouldn't say that you have much of one either.
Your toot is
just like all the other people you've been knocking off that's called the show that has... No, because you know what? You telemarketers say that you have a right to talk.
You got a crappy
toot. Well, we do, too. We have a right to voice our opinions, too.
Exactly.
And it's not right that someone like you calls our house and
talks
to our kids and tries to sell them, you know, something that they don't even have. They can't tell you their children.
So how come you're calling up and harshing out my message just because you got a toot problem? And I'm trying to just
no,
make a living.
I don't have any problems. I do have a problem with you, though. Someone calling my house wanting to talk to my children.
Well, all right.
Or if they still happen to answer the phone and they're going to try to sell a child
something. Okay, fine. Thanks a lot, Samantha, for harshing my buzz. Thank you.
Well,
I was having a really good day until I talked to you.
Oh, that's okay, sir.
You know, your toot's like baby poo brown, man. It's like you need some B6.
All right,
that's
dude.
You need something. You need to get off that crack that you're on.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Thank you.
Well, that's good, because whatever you're on, you're all hyped up on something.
Well, you're all hyped up on
something.
You probably have got toxic shock syndrome going to your brain.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah, I'd be checking that plug, man. I think you've had it in too long.
All right. All right, you're done. I've hung up on him. I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
No, that's okay. But, I mean, these people are wrong.
You're right. You're absolutely right. They're wrong.
And this man is wrong.
And you're right. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, she's wrong. I mean, she's right. He was wrong. And I'm right, she's left, you're gone. She sounded tight, though, didn't she, Chris?
Word up.
All right, 1-800, you're harshing my toot. You're harshing out my toot, brah. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next... Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and how a Democratic family in her neighborhood insulted her son. We'll find out how when we come back. Don't forget our Best of 2002 CD at our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. All the proceeds from the Best of 2002 CD goes to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. 100% of the proceeds. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up.
One 800 449 8686, and now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Bobby, thank you. The recall debate this evening. Can you tell me the California recall debate, which has ramifications for all Americans? Wouldn't you agree with that, ma'am?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. I think if you look at California, we lead the way in fashion. We lead the way in style, music, restaurants. And I think that people are following California in terms of politics. I think the Democrats have ruined not only this state, but this country. And I think it's time that we do something about that. That's my personal opinion. I can give you a great example of this that touches my own family. We have a family down the street. They are Democrats. We've been aware of the Simtrich family for a long time. They're active in the community. They've been trying to get the recall defeated. They're Democrats. My oldest son, Seth, said to me that he wanted to do something for charity. He wanted to do something for someone who was hurting. And I said, I think that's wonderful, Seth. What do you want to do? And he said he wanted to ask Anne Marie Simtrich, these Democrats' daughter, to the fall formal. And I said that would be a wonderful gesture.
Why is that charity? Is she handicapped?
She is very, she's not, I would not say she's pretty. She's handsome, which is not necessarily a positive for a young lady. She is a little stocky. And I believe, and the boys say that she's hard up, or, you know, so I think really what Seth wanted to do was to do something nice for her, even though we do take exception to the politics of her parents. He comes home this evening, and keep in mind that my son lettered in both football and water polo. And water polo, are you aware of water polo? And
I know the sport, yeah.
But are you aware of what its significance on campus?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
water polo is really now the sport, and young men that letter in it. So my son had a water polo letter and everything. And he came home tonight from school, and I could tell something was bothering him. And I said, "What is wrong?" And he told me to mind my own business. And when your child is angry like that, you know something's going on. And I said, "Tell me what's wrong, Seth." And he used the B word. He called me a B-I-T-C-H. And he said, "Mind my own." I said, "What happened?" And he said, "I'll tell you what's wrong." He asked Anne-Marie Sintrich to the fall formal, and she said no. And I thought I was going to black out. I could feel the blood leaving my head.
Okay, your son asked the daughter of these Democrats to the formal, and she said no?
Yes, and my son was doing her a favor. I mean, he was trying to do something to help someone who is not as fortunate.
When you say she's not as fortunate, she's what?
She's not what I would call first line. We have our fashion show, and I would not have her go out number one on the runway. But my son felt, since nobody had asked her out, he said she was probably hard up, and it might be an opportunity for him to have romance or something. I don't know. I don't understand what he was saying there, but I will tell you, I found it insulting. I found it so typical of Democrats to insult, to bite the hand that feeds, to slap a family across the face that is trying to do something charitable. And I said to my husband, that is just, and my husband Steve is here, Phil. Didn't I say it's just like them?
It's just like the Democrats.
And I said, you know, I said to my son, I am so sorry that this happened to you, Seth. And he said, the effing B-I-T-C-H won't go to the fall formal with me. And he went into his room. This is when it gets personal.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. She is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We had you on to talk about the recall in California.
But this is what I'm talking about, Phil. These are Democrats who don't get it. It got very... I called the mother of this girl.
No, but you're telling me a family of Democrats, your son asked out their daughter to a fall formal and the girl said no. And that was an insult.
Oh, absolutely, that was an insult to my son. He lettered in water polo. He's lettered in varsity football. He is very good looking. There isn't a girl on campus that would not want, and I say this with great moral restraint, but there isn't a girl on campus, and I'll even say this, a few teachers that wouldn't want to have relations with him.
That's fine. I don't know whether that's something a mother wants to say.
Well, Phil,
doesn't this girl have a right to say to your son, no, she doesn't want to go to the prom with him, and your son telling you to mind your own business, and he used the B word? Did your son call you a bitch?
Phil, what would you have done? You know, no.
Well, Bobby...
No, what would you have done? Would you have hit him? He's a boy crying out for help.
If my son calls my wife a bitch, no, I wouldn't hit him. I would say, pal, you get to, first of all, you're going to apologize to your mother eye to eye. Then you're going to go into that room, that bedroom. You're not going to have a car, a computer. You're not going to have a television. You're not going to have a telephone. You're not going to have a radio until you think over what you just did, what you just said, and the ramifications.
So you would, in other words, put him in jail?
Yeah, I'd put him in jail. No, I wouldn't hit him. No.
Well, this is typical of Democrats. They have raised their children, girls who are hard up, and ought to get on their knees and thank God that a boy who lettered in water polo asked them to the fall formal. This is why our state is in trouble. The selfishness of these people. And
But your son called this girl an effing B-I-T-C-H. He said for you to mind your own business because you were a B-I-T-C-H.
My son called me a bitch because he was angry, and this girl insulted our family by not going out with him. When the Sintrich family first moved here, I allowed them to keep the Gore sticker for president on their car. I let them put the Gore sign in their window. We let them attend the 4th of July picnic. Democrats.
So what if they're Democrats? What do you mean you let them keep...
We have a very strict policy on in our community on signage and putting, outdoor landscaping. And they had an Al Gore for president bumper sticker.
Well, that's not landscaping.
No, but we have the right to determine if it is tasteful. And I really felt it was offensive. I really felt that was offensive.
But if somebody had a Bush for President sticker?
You know what, Phil? I think you're missing the point.
No, I mean, the point is that anybody who's a Republican in your neighborhood is fine. Am I right about that?
No, I have a lot of Democratic friends. But this woman, her daughter said no to my son, and he was trying to do the girl a favor. And you know how buff water polo athletes are? How dare this girl say no to my Seth? He is ripped. And this girl, hard up, big boned, really unusual features, says no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number in the Phil Henry Show. The Democrats and Republicans at each other's throats in California, not only in the recall, but in areas of every walk of life. This woman has a neighbor who's a Democrat, and that Democratic neighbor's daughter won't go out with her son. She thinks that's an insult, considering the fact that the girl's supposed to be not that attractive and hard up, and that her boy has a water polo letter. Why wouldn't she want to go out with him? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about the California recall, and it's really an election that's having ramifications across the country. And you are a Republican, Ms. Dooley. Some neighbors of yours are Democrats at the Western Estates community you live at. And your son asked their daughter out. She said no.
Well, Phil, the point I'm trying to make is that by saying no to my Seth, this girl, the daughter of these Democrats, she's written herself a death certificate. And I don't mean dead as in dead, physically. I mean dead as in a loser. She is handsome. She's not pretty. She has very unusual
features. Yeah, I know you said, and she's stocky.
Well, all of these things, see, this is what the Democratic, my son was trying to do this girl a favor. It was, okay, I'll say it, it was a mercy date. And
why would a girl want to, and I'm not a woman, why would a girl want to go out with a guy who's going out with her because it's a mercy date? And you indicated,
Phil, he was doing the girl a charitable, this is what Christianity is. And,
but you indicated that she was hard up and maybe that would mean something for, quote, romance.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, what you're saying is my son is a predator.
Ma'am, you said it. You said it.
My son is doing a Christian good deed. Yeah, she's a little hard on the eyes, but this is what we did for these Democrats, and they insult us.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Brooke, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hi.
Yeah, Brooke, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible mm-hmm. that your son made this girl feel like a charity case,
mm-hmm.
and he was a jerk to her?
No, I wasn't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, you were talking about this woman who had nothing, I mean, who, you're saying that she was a charity case and she is insulting your son. Could it be that your son insulted her by the way he asked her?
How would he insult her by asking her out on a date?
Because you have pretty much, you've announced to the world
mm-hmm.
that she's hard up, she's a charity case, and it has something to do with her being a Democrat. How about she could have no political affiliation
mm-hmm.
and just say no to your son
yep.
because maybe he's Mr. Big Man on the campus and he's an ass.
First of all, my son lettered in water polo. He has lettered in varsity football. I don't think there's a girl around that wouldn't want that kind of a man on her arm. That's what's called a catch.
I can tell you,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter how many letters he is, if he's
mm-hmm.
an ass, who's going to want to go out with him? This girl's got too much pride.
Are you a Democrat?
To go out with someone who's a jerk. I definitely am.
You are. See? Exactly.
That has nothing to do with it.
Well, then
what
why are you against? Why are you against my Seth?
I'm not against your son. I'm against his attitude that he's helping this girl, this poor
mm-hmm.
charity girl, who probably is going to go very far. She's probably got an incredible personality, which means a lot more than your little letter.
Can I ask you something? The Simtriches have another daughter who is one of these handicapped cripples, and I informed the Homeowners Association that even though we do not allow wheelchair ramps, the Simtriches could keep their wheelchair ramp up for another 3 months. What did I get in return? Their daughter, handsome, not pretty, unusual
features. We got that.
God.
Oh, so now you're going to be. So now you're being rude. Is that it?
I am. You are absolutely insane. I cannot believe you are basing this on Christianity.
It is a Christian. I think any time. Can I ask you something? Are you heavy?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and you recognize that when men dated you, it was because they felt sorry for you, correct?
That is absolutely not true. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know how you can be so positive about that. If you're large, the only reason why a man would go out with you is because he feels genuine Christian pity.
I don't. No, wait. Hold on. I gotta jump in as a man. There's a lot of guys that like women with a little extra fat. I mean, that's just.
No, it's Christian. A little extra fat. See how insulting you are?
I'm not being insulting.
This Simtrich girl could have had it all. Had it all.
Oh.
She's so stupid not to see opportunity when it's staring her in the face. My Seth.
Well, Miss Dooley, we don't want to upset you. And what's this got to do with politics? That's all we're trying to say.
It has nothing to do with their politics. It has to do with this girl's
okay,
pride.
Then why are you a Democrat and you hate my Seth? And why are the Simtriches Democrats and they hate my Seth?
This Seth is going to have bigger problems than this girl saying no. You are obviously absolutely living your life through this boy.
Ms. Dooley, this
boy. He's going to disappear from you as soon as he can get a chance to graduate and get away from this over-obsessive mother.
No, he's a good boy.
This kid came in from school and told you to mind your own business and called you a bitch. Now, what do you think he said to this girl?
He had every right to call me a bitch. I was intrusive. I was butting in. It was the end of a very hard day.
A boy calling his mother a bitch?
Never.
That happens in my house, and that kid won't see daylight for months.
No.
Months.
He absolutely disrespected you, Bobby.
No,
you talk,
no.
You can't see. You
I am a bitch.
Life.
I
you
am a bitch.
So obsessed with the fact that this kid is lettering.
My husband cheated on me, and you know why? Because I'm a bitch. Because I didn't understand his need for certain sexual acts that I could not provide.
I cannot believe you're not getting help, honey. You need
help. Well, why do I need help?
Your problems are deeper than who's Democrat and who's Republican.
Seth is under a lot of pressure, and if he comes home upset as a good mother, I should allow him to call me a bitch, to call me a whore.
No. All right,
need,
Brooke, thank you. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. How we got into this, I don't know. Here is Barbara. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, and I called. I was listening to this lady, and I cannot believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like impossible. She needs to forget about whether they're Democrats or whatever and get some counseling seriously.
Well, no, I think what's wrong with our country right now is the liberals. The liberals, the liberals, the liberals. Isn't that right, Barbara?
The only thing wrong with the country right now is we are human beings, and we are barbaric, and we cannot get along with each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we do, the world's not going to change.
Well,
but I would seriously suggest you get some counseling.
Why do I need counseling? It's my son who asked this girl out, and she
I would
said
not
no.
let my daughter go out with your son. No way on this earth.
The way
he talks to you, and with your attitude, there's no way.
Barbara, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't want you to get angry with me, all right? But I want you to put down your gin and tonic and listen to me for a minute.
I don't drink, dear.
What do you mean, gin and tonic?
Well, she's got a very thick tongue.
I don't drink, dear.
Well, why is your tongue thick?
I have no idea. I think you've got some very serious problems, lady.
My boy has lettered in water polo.
I don't care if he's God.
You don't care if he's God?
I don't care if he's God.
If he's God,
and the way you're teaching him, I can't see any girl, any respectable girl going out with him.
Well,
can you imagine him bringing her to your house and you insulting her in your living room?
No, I can't. Him bringing her to our house? No, we can't have that. No. I told you, because she's very, she's very handsome. No, we're not.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. She had enough respect for herself to say no to him.
No, but it's...
His attitude at home goes to school, too.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes in your living room, you're his own mother.
Mm-hmm.
He says things like that to you. What is he doing on the streets and at school?
Look, all I'm saying to you is that we allowed the Simtriches to be involved in our cookie exchange and our fashion show. Our fashion show, even though they are members of the ACLU. Now,
come on.
And
you're making people sound
the cookie exchange.
And the other thing, what do you mean? I'd have her in our home?
Yeah, we know she's not good looking enough to have in your home.
Yeah, she's like some animal or something.
Well, I think Barbara understands. Barbara, honey, really, the gin, if you're going to drink gin, drink Bombay.
All right, listen, thanks very much. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, can I even, Steve's here, my husband, he wants to say something.
Go ahead, Mr. Dooley.
I mean, I have let Tom Sipprich help me with fix the pool gate. And I'm...
Because he's a Democrat, you wouldn't ordinarily let him help you fix the pool gate.
The liberals are screwing up everything.
Give me the phone. Phil, liberals, liberals, liberals. Rush Limbaugh has said it. Liberals, liberals, liberals. If we can just get rid of them, our country is just going to be wonderful. And one of the reasons why our country right now is going downhill is we have these liberal parents raising these very plain Jane, bookish girls who care more about some fancy degree than they do about a beautiful haircut, a lovely dress, a very modest but impressive pair of shoes and a handbag. No, they want to run out and be like this young lady who, I like her, but I'm not sure I approve of her. What's your name?
Condoleezza Rice.
The Rice woman, Phil?
Condoleezza Rice.
I like her, but it's unusual, isn't it, to see a woman be, I don't know, smart or something? So, have you ever heard of Ann Coulter? She's a woman who's intelligent.
We had her on our show.
Okay, but, I mean, I wouldn't want that for a normal woman. Although Ann Coltrane is
Republican.
She's Republican.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about Democrats and Republicans. A Democratic family's daughter won't go out with her son. She's a Republican. It was a charity case. She's fat and hard up or whatever the hell, and she said no to her son, and now they're all bummed out and insulted. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us, the Western States Homeowners Association president and vice president, about a problem they're having with a family who are Democrats. Down the street from them, their daughter wouldn't go out with their son.
Phil, can I just say something before you go to a phone call?
Yeah, go ahead.
I am right now standing in our community center, and we are having our third annual bingo. This is to raise money to offset the cost of fashions, of evening wear for teenage girls who are seen here, who live here, but really don't have any fashion sense. Our community has been nominated as the top gated community, that is the top community walled in with security gates in Southern California for the seventh year in a row. One of the reasons for that is we don't allow our young ladies to walk around either in bathing suits or in what other fashion they wish that looks, icky. And so we raise money to buy some of the fashions, and the girls get them at 10% off. So
you resell them to the girls for 10% off?
Yes. Oh, I suppose you're going to criticize that now.
I don't know. You're getting fashions for girls so they won't look icky.
You know something, Phil? No, we're getting fashion for the fat girls who have no fashion. Don't you understand what I'm talking about?
I guess not. 1-800-449-8686. Sarah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm on my way traveling to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening for the last half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I'm a Republican, a conservative Republican.
You know, Sarah. Oh, go ahead. You were breaking up. Go ahead.
Okay, and I am totally offended that this lady claims to be either one.
Well, I happen to be very conservative.
And let me talk. I've listened to you for the last 30 minutes, so I just want to say what I have to say.
Do you live in a gated community?
And I've raised four children, two of whom are boys, two beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
Your son is going to have disappointments. Let him fight his own battles. But the other thing I want to say is there is no girl on the face of the earth, regardless of what she looks like, that does not have the right to say no to any boy, regardless of his water polo body. Kids at school know other kids differently than we as parents. Perhaps she had another reason for saying no. Perhaps she heard she was a charity case. At whatever rate, she said no, just accept it. What are you going to do when you have a real problem?
Right.
And that's all I have to say.
Sarah, can I just say one thing?
Are you there, Sarah? Or are you gone? No, she hung up.
Well, I wanted to ask her what she thought about the Arnold Schwarzenegger photographs.
Schwarzenegger.
The Schwarzenegger photographs, the nude photographs, because, oh my God, they were hot, and I'm just excited about everything. And if only this hard-up girl.
You've got a big one.
Stop it. If only this hard-up girl would go out with my son, then everything would be wonderful.
If only the hard-up girl would go out with your son.
Yeah.
He's got a big one, huh?
I've seen the picture.
Sandy, go ahead.
Yes, just have one thing to say to the lady that allows her son to call her a bitch.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, I have 5 kids. 2 are my stepkids, and they're 3 boys.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I don't even allow him to call his sister a bitch. No girl, woman, whatever, should be degraded that way.
I agree.
My
son, was really stupid. I deserved it.
No, you don't. My son is 5'9". I'm 4'9". He called me a bitch once. I smacked him right across his face.
How did you reach it? I mean, you're saying you're 4'9".
Exactly.
What do you mean, how did she reach it?
Well, I just reached out there and smacked the boy right across his face for calling me a bitch. I don't care how tall they are. My husband's 5'9". He calls me a bitch, I'll smack him too.
Yeah, but you've got to use a step stool, don't you?
Because
but you forget about what she's got to use. Now here,
Sandy, I want to ask her a question.
Go ahead.
Did you see the pictures of Arnold
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Did you see they're naked? They're naked.
Oh, well, you know, that doesn't bother me any.
They're really naked. And you can see everything. You can see everything.
Oh, God.
You know, that doesn't...
Whatever.
Nothing, I'm not talking about politics or anything. I'm talking about...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I think these Democrats...
You're a woman.
Yeah.
You should have better self-esteem, and if your son calls you a bitch again, reach across the table and smack him.
Okay, I will. But if I deserve it, then I need for him to hit me some more.
You don't deserve it.
Oh, you know,
no
Bobby,
no mother
should be hit.
Be
and if he hits you or calls you a bitch, you tell your husband. And if he's not man enough to deal with it, then you
call
deal with
police.
It. You put this kid, you put him on a lockdown, a 24-hour lockdown, until he understands what it was that he did. And if he's still angry, if he's still pissed off about something, then you get him into counseling. Find out what is wrong with him that he would say something like that.
There's nothing wrong with my son that a good dose of kicking the Democrats out of Sacramento won't cure.
No,
what?
Democrats have nothing to do with the son calling his mother a bitch.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for the belch, too.
I'm sorry.
And you know, if that's called verbal abuse. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Terminator movie?
I don't care about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I get excited thinking about that picture.
All right. Thank you very much, Sandy.
You're welcome.
I want to say one thing. Sandy, are you Republican or Democrat? Are you Republican or Republican or Democrat?
Politics has nothing to do with it.
Well, we really believe that the Democrats have stepped over the line this time. The fact that my son has a water polo...
Will you get out of here with the water polo letter?
What, how old is your son?
I mean, good God almighty. All I hear about is the water polo letter and the varsity football letter and the pictures that...
Well, if you're... This is what
how
we
old
need...
Is- Can I ask how old your son is?
He's 10.
How old is he?
How old is your son?
10.
How old is he?
10.
Well, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said...
All right.
You know, Sandy, you're so small, you could hang glide on a Dorito. I just thought about that.
Well, that's really funny.
That's very...
A joke. I'll use that next time.
Yeah, you know.
But how old is your son?
My son is 5? Yeah.
All right,
and he calls you a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to get going here. Sandy, thank you very much. Hang glide on a Dorito, huh?
That's a good one.
I wrote that one
at work.
Yeah, I wrote that one down.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
No, goodbye, honey.
Bingo. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Making pot brownies. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All of the guests on The Phil Henry Show, like Bobby Dooley and like Chris Norton, are all voices performed by me. The people that call in believe them to be real people. That is The Phil Henry Show, a unique and entertaining exercise in the utter and complete annihilation of talk radio, holding it up for what it is, just one big, dumb, silly exercise in hot air. You know, like I was saying, you know, an hour ago, you want to do something with your gig. You got a radio show, or you got a, or you're a singer like Barbara Streisand. She says, "Hey, you know, my music bores me. That's the only thing about her that I like. She doesn't dig her music. Why do you think the good Lord put you on this planet, Barbara? What, to open your big fat mouth about Iraq? You need to talk less and sing more, baby. That's what I think you ought to do." Here's what you got to do. Raise a little bit of money for charity. That's what we can do when we do a radio show and a TV show. Who cares what we think? We're here to entertain the masses. We do it the best way we possibly can. I do goofy voices. People call in. They talk goofy voice. In fact, I'm going to, you know what, for the first time in my life, I think I'm going to take a pretty good idea that a guy had, and I'm going to work with it. You know that guy that records telemarketers when they call his house, and he's turned it into some pretty funny shtick? He pretends he's a guy. I'm going to start doing that. I'll bring in some stuff that'll knock your freaking socks off. I got these cats calling my house. I told you that L.A. Philharmonic. And who else calls? Pac Bell. Hey, Pac Bell, I got a great idea for you. AT&T, when you call for your monthly special or whatever, why don't you fix the phone line in my house? We got two lines coming, actually three lines, one for the computer, one for a fax machine, and one for the phone, right? And there's like 18 people that share two lines on computers, okay? And here's what our line two sounds like. I can't get online. I try to get online for months. And we called these guys, we called it the Pac Bell Repair Center. They sent a guy out. The guy in a truck with all the phone equipment, everything. And then he leaves and he says, "It's fixed. I picked the phone up. It's the same thing." Now what do you got to do? You got to call 611. You got to go through some automated system. Another idiot comes out in a truck, looks around. It looks like it's a big pain in the ass. Looks like it's really bumming his day out that he had to come all the way out there and look at your phone. And where's your phone box? It's here, pal. You wonder, do I look at the phone company? You're the guy. And he's looking, and he doesn't quite know. And I pick the phone up. For 3 months now, that's Pac Bell. Thanks a lot. Talk about the infrastructure. We got brownouts, blackouts, the phone sucks, the electricity's. You try to flick a light on, next thing you know, the entire continent doesn't have juice. Turn on a light or fart in the wrong direction of your electric razor, and Toronto's blacked out for months. All right, I want to get on to just a little plug on our website. If you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and we've released this to the press. It's very significant, not that they care, but we released it in a press release, and we went, you will have to print this in your paper. Get a backstage pass to our website, and guess what you'll be able to do, and we'll allow you to do it, and we don't care if you do it. You can download our clips. Now, I don't know if you can download the clips, but I know that you can download the live streaming of the show. I don't know if it goes as far as the clips, but when the show is live streaming, you can download that, you can burn it to disc. Be our guest with our blessings. Have fun. Have at it. Okay? Not a problem. Right now, the record company is trying to figure out how they're going to keep themselves in cocaine and limousines and starlets and whatever else those guys do for a living. The record company and companies, the recording business, has, you know, as they begin to finally fall apart, as they begin to deteriorate, as their business continues to go south, they show themselves for the slobs that they are, don't they? They're suing kids.
they show themselves ultimately for the blood-sucking slobs they really are, don't they? They're suing some kid for $2,000 because she downloaded an Anne Murray clip. By the way, just as an aside, loudest concert you were ever at, Mark, and how many days did your ears ring? It was AC/DC at the Bay Area. Whereabouts was it? San Jose, and your ears rung for 3 days. Loudest concert, Chris, and Iron Maiden, front row, Long Beach Arena, and a week, and you had to go to the ER. Janice, have you got a loud show? Okay, mine, ZZ Top at the Inglewood Forum. My ears rang for 3 days. Okay, Bud Dickman.
Anne Murray, the Universal Amphitheater, I bled from my behind.
I'm sorry?
Anne Murray, Universal Amphitheater, and I bled from my butt.
You bled from your butt?
Yeah.
That's the loudest show you ever went to?
Oh, yeah.
Anne Murray at the Universal Amphitheater.
Don't get pissed at the tard.
I'm not getting pissed. I asked a question. He says the loudest show he ever went to was Anne Murray.
Yeah.
At the Universal Amphitheater.
Yeah.
And I asked, how many days did your ears ring after that? And he said he bled from his rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
How many days did your ears ring?
Now he's crying. You made him cry.
Never mind, man. Anyway, the recording business... That's fine, bud. Don't go to any more Anne Murray shows, man. Anyway, the recording business, these guys are such bloodsuckers that they as they slowly sink in the West, they're going to squeeze every red cent out of you, out of me, out of everybody. Your daughter, your niece, some little 13-year-old twerpy girl who's recording all the Christina Aguilera records, and she just loves Britney, and she's got she's burned her favorite song disc, you know, her skateboard disc or her Razor disc that she rides around on her Razor with her little headphones on, and she's, just wants to listen to some music, and there's some greedy, blood-sucking slob at a record company that's going to sue her for $2,000. This is how desperate these guys are, because the party's over, baby. The party is over. It's over, man. All the big money, all the big cars, all the big fun, it's done. We know it here on the Phil Henry Show. That's why we're offering it up. You go ahead and burn it to disc. I don't care. All right, 1-800. What a promo. I don't care. No, actually, go to the website. We're happy to do that for you. www.philhenryshow.com. Also, visit our souvenir shop. Outstanding merchandise there. Christmas is coming up. Halloween's coming up. Thanksgiving's coming up. Anniversaries, birthdays, you name it. Whatever you need for the Phil Henry fan in your life, or if you just want to, give something unusual to a friend or a loved one, go to the Phil Henry Show website. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills shot glasses, Ted's of Beverly Hills coasters. We have the apron. We have the one new bowling shirt, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Honolulu shirt, and then the classic Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have the Jay Santa Citizens Auxiliary Police gear, the Bobby Dooley Western Estates gear. You just heard Bobby Dooley, and you can get the spa robe. You can get her canvas tote bag, all kinds of stuff. Just go to the website and take a look at that. See anything you like, man? You see anybody that you like better than yourself? Go ahead and load up on it, baby. Just hit up www.philhenryshow.com. All right, here it is. Vote Best TD Celebrations. Oh, my God. If you're like me, there's some you dig, some that are really funny, and some that you are irritated like fingers on a blackboard. Now, you got to be a football fan, but many of you have seen the end zone celebration. Now, they were outlawed by people like Don Shula and the competition committee of the National Football League because it was called provoking or pissing off or whatever the hell they call it. Yeah, you're undue pissing people off. Like, Shula doesn't get, and he's one of these guys. Don Shula, if you don't know, is one of these people that takes himself very seriously. Now, he's been through a great many painful moments in his life, with all due respect. But, Don, you're a football coach, baby. You're not Douglas MacArthur, so just ease back a little bit, okay? And he was the guy that first outlawed celebrations in the end zone because it made everybody hurt somebody's feelings. Hey, what do you think you're doing? It's football, baby. I mean, if it's not there to entertain people, well, we're there to play the game. You're there to make me laugh and have fun. That's what you're there for. Don't tell me what you're there for. You're there for to entertain me. That's what you're there for. I'm going to get my money's worth out of you one way or the other. What do you mean you're not there to what, play football? Look, at some of these teams can barely play football. I'd rather see them dancing in the end zone. Anyway, they got the 10 best TD celebrations as voted on ESPN. Now, ESPN, in my opinion, is about as worthwhile as Sports Illustrated. Sometimes very good, most of the time really crappy. Oh, it's the end of the hour? All right, well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow. Janice, save this till tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll tell you the top 10 TD celebrations and why I think that they are all worthy of having whoever performs them shot on sight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.